Did you survive the holidays?
I did.
Unscathed, no issues, no pests, no family issues. You had a good Thanksgiving.
No, I lied. You know, we wouldn't be on this podcast if we weren't talking about some kind of pest issue. And yeah, unfortunately, at my home, I had a pest issue that popped up the day before Thanksgiving, and it wasn't fun. So we had fruit flies all throughout the house, and so that's what we're going to talk about today. Because as we've always talked about on this podcast, we talk about things that we see at customers' houses, and just so happens that I'm the one that has them.
Well, thank you for being the guinea pig for today's episode. But realistically, so we just got through with Thanksgiving. We're diving straight off into the Christmas season. If your family is like mine, more specifically, if your spouse is like mine, you've had Christmas up since before Thanksgiving. So you're knee deep in the holidays. And of course, along with that brings the inevitable family get togethers where, you know, you may have a family get together that's 2 weeks before, 2 weeks after the holiday. Everyone's got a lot going on. And it's so easy to go to the store, buy the food that you need to cook, fruits, vegetables, everything in between, and then forget about it and let it sit. And then, Michael, tell us what happens.
Well, it's funny because, you know, searching around the whole house, trying to figure out what it is, because, you know, obviously, Travis, we've seen, I can't even count how many fruit fly issues we've had or seen at customers' houses. You know, I'm searching around the kitchen trying to find where this issue is. I know it's either something rotted or, you know, something that's been out, like you said, overnight or something like that. Well, between two stacks of paper was a banana. And it was very black, very, very black. So that was the source. Got that removed, cleaned up, and, you know, and we'll talk more about it. But we went into the treatment phase and got it pretty much eliminated that day right before, I think, dinner time with my family for Thanksgiving. So it worked out pretty well.
Right. And, you know, some fruits, some vegetables last longer than others based upon their storage, whether they're on the counter, whether they're in a cool, dark place, like maybe the bottom of a pantry. But inevitably, like I said, at some point, you're either going to forget that it's there, you're going to use what you need and put it back, and then, you know, it just sits too long. Somehow or another, they always find it. Like they always, the fruit flies will always find it. And then that's when your problem starts. They start to colonize in that fermenting, decaying fruit or vegetables or whatever it is you've left out that's starting to get really gross.
Well, and I hate to say this, but I blame the grocery stores, obviously, because you've got, you know, massive amounts of vegetables and fruits. And where do they come from, Travis? Where do these flies come from? So how do they get on these fruits?
They fly, not out of thin air. They don't just show up in your house out of thin air, that's for sure. So they probably really fall into that category, very similar to a lot of other pests that are invited pests, because they don't just occur naturally in your house. They're usually brought in. So, you know, if you had bananas sitting there on a shelf at a grocery store with just a huge stack of bananas and the stock didn't get rotated properly, then there's definitely a chance that you could end up with some larva or something like that on what you bring home, and it wouldn't be an issue normally until you don't actually finish the food before it gets too ripe or starts to you know, spoil.
Right. I mean, you know, it's coming from the grocery store, it's already there in the food and it's just sitting there, and as it ferments, it's going to start popping into a big issue. So and the easiest way to control it is just getting it in time, kind of like I did. I removed that banana, you know, took it outside, threw it in the trash can. I'm able to do a treatment, obviously. So I foamed all my drains. I did, you know, sanitization to get rid of that problem. But really just removing that banana over time, the adults would have died.
Let's be clear just how fast it can actually spiral out of control.
Oh, yeah.
You know, from start to finish, and we'll do the breakdown of what happens over the course of this amount of time. But in roughly 10 days, you can have a massive infestation if you don't handle it early on, right?
I've seen them in every room of a house before. So yeah, if you don't get it very quickly, I mean, they can have up to 500 eggs.
And that's per adult, right? Per adult female laying eggs can lay up to 500 in their very short lifespan.
Per adult. Yep. So if you let it go and go, it is catastrophic.
Right. So I know we've kind of alluded to this already, but you know, if you find that you have fruit flies, they're becoming a problem. You're seeing one, two, and then more and more and more over the course of maybe, you know, 5 days to 7 days a week. And then you end up taking the tour, the inevitable tour around your house in your kitchen, trying to hunt through apparently stacks of paper where you have a banana hidden. Or
I also have two children.
No excuses.
Yes. Yes.
But you take that tour and you're looking through your pantry. I mean, even sometimes your refrigerator can be an issue too. You know, and you take that tour and you find it and you throw it out. What do you do with what's left? What do you do with the remnants that are still flying around?
So as a homeowner doing it themselves, they can build a trap with vinegar and a little bit of soap to go down and they get trapped in that. So you're going to get rid of the adults. And then again, that life cycle, as long as you're cutting that life cycle off, then you shouldn't have a problem. Now, again, when you have thousands of fruit flies flying around the house, it's a little harder to control it with just those little traps due to the fact that they are nuisance. They're in your eyes, they're in your nose, they're in your ears, that kind of thing. So that's when I would highly recommend, you know, a professional coming out and taking care of it.
Well, and, you know, just for referencing and mentioning, we actually had, it wasn't fruit flies, but we actually ended up with a bit of a fly problem Thanksgiving Day. We were cooking outside, frying a turkey, coming in and out of the house. And by that night, we actually looked up on the ceiling and there were actual house flies on our ceiling. So the next day, my youngest son decided it'd be fun to take our fly swatter, which we don't have a traditional fly swatter. We're too bougie for that. We have
the electric.
We have an electric one.
Yes.
That looks like a tennis racket. And I think his kill count for flies was like 21 flies by the time he got done. And he had a blast. It entertained him for hours. So if you're looking for a good Christmas gift for somebody and you've got a fruit fly problem,
a rotten banana,
and yeah, get them a rotten banana, take it to their house. I'm just kidding. Don't do this, but take it to their house, get them one of the electric fly swatters that looks like the tennis racket. Hours of fun. When it zaps those flies and you see like the little spark come off of it, there's nothing really more satisfying. That's just my opinion. I even got in on the kill count a little bit. I killed a couple that he couldn't reach. So, but good fun for the whole family, right? And an instant knockdown when you're knocking them out of the air.
I like the gun. I like the gun that shoots gun. The salt. That's what I like. Yeah,
but see, that's a little messy for me. I don't want little granules of salt all over the house either.
True.
Yeah. Anyway, well, hopefully everyone listening had a great Thanksgiving and hopefully you have a very Merry Christmas as we approach into the deep holiday season before New Year's.
And the cold.
And the cold. Thank God.
Well, thanks for listening.
Hello, and thank you for listening to another edition of the Peskies Pest Control Podcast with your hosts, Travis and Michael. If you have any questions in reference to what we discussed today, give us a call at 334-595-9055, and you can ask for me, Travis McGowan. I'll be more than happy to speak with you. Make sure you share this podcast with your friends and family, and subscribe to us on Apple, Amazon, Spotify, and any of the other major streaming platforms. Thanks, and we'll see you next time. Google Pesky's Pesky.